Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tram. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tram.
Today we're going to be looking at the halachas of the Shiva Nekiyim, the seven clean days that have happened after the regular Nidah cycle. This is Siman Kuf Nun Tes 159 in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. The basic halacha is, as we remember beforehand, is that although the Torah describes that the way a nidah works is that when a woman menstruates, then there are 7 days which are kept, and then she can go to the mikveh if she stops bleeding. We know that the Gemara describes already 2,000 years ago, the Bnei Israel, the daughters of Israel, were machmir on themselves not to treat the regular blood like what the Torah describes as a nidah, but rather as ziva, which is the concern of a prolonged Nidus experience, which therefore requires not 7 days just regularly, but 7 clean days, as the Torah prescribes for Ziva, which is this other condition. And therefore, for Bnei Yisrael, that Chumrah, that astringency has been adopted by all of Israel, and it was not actually top-down prescribed by the rabbis, it was actually adopted by the daughters of Israel themselves, and it's become standard practice that Nidah waits 7 clean days. So let's understand how this works. Today we're going to look at 4 basic concepts. Number 1 is, what is a Hefsek Tyra? Number 2 is the timing of the Hefsek. Number 3, the cleaning for the Hefsek. And finally, the 7 clean days themselves. So let's jump straight in. So what is the Hefsek Tyra? So first of all, let's say a woman bleeds. She has a regular monthly cycle, her menstruation. How many days must a woman wait before beginning to count the 7 clean days after seeing blood? So the halacha is, in Ashkenazi tradition, she must wait 5 days, including the day she first saw blood, even if it was only a stain or a drop. Doesn't matter what time she saw the blood, nope. So even if she saw it right after davening Maariv or accepting Shabbos, as long as it is still daytime, it counts as day one. And therefore, even let's say it was 5 minutes before sunset, that'll be day one was that day, and then already after sunset, it's already day two. So that there has to be a 5-day break. Is there ever an exception? Yes, the exception. Sidim generally paskin 4 days as opposed to 5 days, obviously if the blood is stopped. Another exception is dam besulim. If it's after the chuppah, when the chos and the kal are first together, then and there's no other, and the regular menstrual cycle is not happened explicitly, then it's a 4-day wait. And in the case of infertility, where let's say the ovulation cycle is happening earlier and the couple tried a number of methods, a shayla should be asked about that last of the 5th days in Ashkenazic tradition as well. Is this the 7 clean days, these 5 days? No. This is the break, this is what the Yemei Tumah, this is the days where she is menstruating from the time that she starts to see, and during this period she's usually bleeding. What marks the beginning of the 7 days? So before the sunset of the 5th day, she does an internal examination, which is called a bedikah. In this case, it's called the Hefsek Tyra, it's a breakage of purity, which separates the 5 days from the upcoming 7 days. She washes the area around her private parts, puts on a clean undergarments after checking, and this is called the Hefsek Tyra. And that demarcates the beginning of the Shiva Nekiyim. When does she begin counting the 7 days? So there's 7 clean days. So she counts on the day after the Hefsek Tyra is considered day one of the 7 clean days. What should she do at night after the Hefsek? So then, because this is called the 7 clean days, she should spread a white clean sheet on the bed, a fitted sheet, and ensure the pillows and cushions are also clean. And we'll discuss a little more of that in detail. Is the amount of blood relevant to the requirement to wait 5 days? The answer is not. Even if it's a single drop or a stain which renders her a nidah, she still has the 5-day period before she can start the Zayin Nekiyah. What if the bleeding continues all of 5 days, but stops just before twilight on the 5th day? She can still do a Hefsek Tyra. A lot of times the 5 days actually is a good approximation to the hormonal bleeding without, let's say, a pill or anything else just regulating the cycle. 5 days often is the average time that it takes to stop bleeding in the first place as well. Some women will bleed 6 or 7 days, and therefore their Hefsek Tyra will be only after she stops bleeding. Okay, what happens if she has no fresh undergarment to wear at that time? So she can wear an old undergarment as long as it is free of stains to start with, because we want to make sure that the point of the 7 clean days, or the Zayin Nekiyim, is in order to make sure that that anything that happens, we know if she was bleeding or not, to make sure that she's completely pure by the time it comes to the mikveh. What if it how should a woman be taught to do a hefsek tahara properly? So she should insert a cloth during twilight, and the Kitzur advises leaving it in throughout the period of twilight to the Ben HaShemoshes to ensure that there's no blood anymore at all. This was called a moich dachok. So not just a check before twilight, but leaving it in throughout the time of twilight as well, in the vaginal canal. What if this proves difficult? So then a shayla should be asked. What happens if a bride sees blood close to her wedding and she'll not be able to go to the mikveh in time if she counts the 5 and then the 7 days? So the Kitzur paskens that she can do a hefsek tahara once the bleeding has stopped, even before the end of the 5 days, in order to get to the mikveh before the chuba, because it is better to do this rather than have a chuppas nida as well. This is a unique circumstance. Now, let's move to our second concept. That's the timing of the hefsek. If the kehila has daven ma'ariv, but it's still day, so let's say they daven early, they daven a plug ma'ariv, can she do a hefsek tahara? So let's say this obviously relates to her community. We're not talking about the situation where every daven's everywhere based on convenience and there's no sense of kehila. But let's say she lives in a community like as it used to be in many communities in Europe, and still in some communities in the new diaspora. So in that situation, if she belongs to a community, that community is daven ma'ariv early, then some say she should not be able to do a hefsek tahara anymore because the community has accepted it, but it's best to be machmir. But if it's done, if that's the only time she didn't have a chance to do it beforehand, and they daven ma'ariv, and it's still daytime, it's still acceptable if b'diavad she's able to do it while it's still daytime. What if she herself has a daven ma'ariv or lit Shabbos candles and brought in Shabbos or Yom Tov early? In that case, once she personally has accepted ma'ariv or Shabbos or Yom Tov, then it's too late for her to do it, even though it's still daytime. What should you do in the summer when the ma'ariv is still early? So let's say, like on Erev Shabbos as an example. So in this case, she should do the hefsek tahara before ma'ariv. That's the appropriate thing to do. But ideally, she should take a check again at twilight too, because there is a preference for it to be closer to sunset. What if she misses the second twilight examination? So she does it, let's say, before ma'ariv on an Erev Shabbos, when the bungalow colony is taking in Shabbos, but she forgets to do the second one just before sunset. So it's not disqualified since the earlier one is fine as well. Just a quick word over here when it comes to this, just basic recommendations, Eitza Tova. And that is it's a good idea to check perhaps half an hour before sunset. And this gives her the opportunity that if, let's say, there's a questionable hefsek, she still has another time to do another one. And it won't, but if, let's say, two are not working, and maybe even a third, one should not do more than that because it's going to irritate the area and be more of a concern. Another Eitzah Tova Kamashulan is also to do a hefsek in the morning of the fifth day if she stopped bleeding already. This way, if, let's say, in the winter days, and it's the very early shkia, very early sunset, then if she forgets later on, b'di'evad, the morning hefsek will count. Because oftentimes, let's say in the winter, November hours in the north, in the northern hemisphere, it's very easy to miss the hefsek at the right time because it's in the middle of the workday. Let's move into the next topic, which is cleaning for the hefsek. So we know that she has to clean the area, the private area, before she does a hefsek. What if she lacks water to wash during her hefsek tahara? Let's say she's traveling, that's not possible. So she may clean herself thoroughly by any means available. The Kitzur even says even with urine, but she should wipe herself down and it's still valid. What is the custom if the time for the white garments falls on a Shabbos or a Yom Tov? So the Kitzur records some opinions that say that she does not do a hefsek on Shabbos or Yom Tov. But where the custom is to be lenient, he says she may wash, but we're using cold water. Can she use warm water on Shabbos and Yom Tov? So if it is, if it's only to wash that specific area, the private area, and it was pre-warmed, she may do this, but she has to use her bare hands, not using a cloth to avoid the concern of schita. What should she do if it's on Yom Kippur to do the hefsek? So she must not wash, because there's an issur of rechitza on Yom Kippur. So she should wipe herself thoroughly and put on a freshly clean garment afterwards. What about on Tisha B'Av, or if she, lo aleinu, is in the shiva, she's mourning somebody? Then she should only wipe, not wash, and wear an old pre-checked garment, because there's an issur of rechitza, of washing, and there's an issur of wearing new clothes. What if it is during the shloshim? So we know that Ashkenazim are machmir to wash during the shloshim. Generally speaking, today people are more makil during the shloshim. But the Kitzur records that she should wash herself lightly and put on a fresh gown for the purpose of the wearing white. Our last concept is the Zayin Nikiyim. What should she do at the night after the Hefsek? So she should change her sheets and make sure they're white, and make sure the cushions and pillows in the bed are also clean. This is in order to ensure that there is no stain, which is a problem as well. On white, it's easier to check. So we want to be machmir if there is a stain. What about the garments? So she should wear white underwear. This does not mean to say that she has to wear white underwear the whole time. So she's going for a shower, she does not need to wear white underwear. Also, she has a bathing suit. It does not need to be that the bathing suit has a white area at the bottom. But anytime she's wearing clothes, she should be wearing white underwear through this process. How often should she examine herself during this Shiva Nikiyim, the 7 clean days? So it should be twice daily, once in the morning and once before sunset. What if she did not do all the bedikos? B'dieved, if she did not do the bedikos, but she only did one on day 1 and one on day 7, that is sufficient b'dieved. Less than that is not, and it does not count as a Shiva Nikiyim. What materials and method should be used for the examination? So she does a bedikah, which is an internal examination using an aid, which is an old white linen cloth. It's soft cotton, and it's inserted into the vaginal canal to the area where the male organ will reach during penetration. What if she cannot insert it that deep? So she should examine herself to the best of her ability with her finger, one deep check is required as well. What she does is she puts the cloth on the finger, inserts into the vaginal canal, turns it 360, and removes it to check if there's any blood on that cloth. These cloths are sold at all the Judaica stores. They are called Adim, which literally means a witness. It's a way of checking to ensure that there's no residual blood or no continued bleeding. What about a Basula, a woman who's about to get married and is not been with a man yet? How can she examine herself? So she does it to the best of her ability, being as the hymen is still in the vaginal canals, she cannot get as deep as after marriage, but she should do as best as she can. Under what lighting should the examinations be performed? So it needs to be by daylight, not by candlelight. So she takes out the cloth, looks at it to see if there's any blood, but that looking should be at daylight. What about electricity? So she can inspect those cloths with electricity, but it's best to use daylight colors, which is the whiter light, rather than the warm or soft light, which some bulbs emit as well. If there's a question about the bedikah, she should set aside and wait until daylight, and then ask a halachic shayla, ask a person who's able to paskin on this. What if she finds a stain with, obviously, let's say the three conditions, so it's on white, it's bigger than, you know, a gris, and it's on a davar makabel tumah, not a tissue. Or let's say she finds a very small dot of blood on a bedikah, an internal exam. So what happens then? So in that case, if during the Zayin Nikiyim she finds such a thing, that now breaks the Zayin Nikiyim. She, if it's before twilight, she can do a new hefsek and start now the seven day clean days again. She does not need the 5 and 7 days. So let's say she had 5 days of bleeding, she doesn't have a sektara, everything's fine. Then on day 2 or day 1, she finds a stain or even a drop on the bedikah cloth, that means she needs to restart it, so she needs a new hefsek tara. Sometimes if a woman has a questionable stain, she doesn't know what she should do, so if she's not able to ask the shayla on that day and it's getting under pressure, she should do a hefsek just in case, meaning to say, let's do the bedikah of the evening in case. And then if the question's only answered the next day, and let's say it's good, then she had a bedikah of that day done, or good. If it was not good, that bedikah in the evening will count as a hefsek to restart, and that'll be the first day now of the Zayin Nikiyim to start off to get to the mikvah. So a lot of complicated halachas, but obviously very important halachas, which are able to guard our houses from altaras, like Kodesh, of making them, that the relationships are full and pure. Have a wonderful and meaningful day.